KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 10 degrees. We look forward to be mostly cloudy today. A few flurries, a high around 20. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa News, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports deputies Wednesday arrested two Red Oak women on drug charges in Red Oak. Rebecca Lynn Saranek and Vicky Jo Strait were arrested in the 500 block of East Coolbaugh Street. Saranek faces three felony charges, including delivery of marijuana and two counts of possession of a controlled substance, along with a serious misdemeanor unlawful possession of prescription medication charge. Strait was charged with possession of a controlled substance. Both women were being held in the Montgomery County Jail with Saranek's bond at $5,000 and Strait's bond at $1,000. A Nebraska man was sentenced last week in Council Bluffs to serve 19 months in prison for interstate communication of a threat. The sentence for 41-year-old Andrew Simmet of Omaha was handed down in U.S. District Court. Simmet was also ordered to serve 3 years of supervised release to follow his prison term. He entered a guilty plea to using social media, sending voice messages and emails to an Iowa district court judge and an Iowa public defender that contained language that would knowingly be perceived as legitimate threats. The case was investigated by the FBI and prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. The increasing number of school cancellations and delays for the Atlantic School District will likely mean changes to the current school year calendar. Superintendent Steve Barber Wednesday evening said administrators determined students had missed 6 full days of school due to the weather and currently have put in 1,054.5 hours.
We have to make up 25.5 hours, and we've talked through that a little bit with the calendar committee, and there's 6 teacher days included in there, so we haven't got it finalized, and we'll have a final plan March 13th because we may have some more changes to make at that particular time. But we will be adding the Friday before Memorial Day and then the Tuesday and Wednesday after Memorial Day. That'll make up 3 days. And then also this year in our calendar, we had Good Friday as a day off, and I think we would want to consider having school that day. I know Good Friday was meant to be off, but that gets us closer to, that would get us to the instructional hours, and then we have to figure out how we'll operate with the 2 teacher days that still are out there.
A contingent plan will be to take a couple of the professional development days during which there are reduced hours, but Barber says he's not ready to go there yet, and all plans are subject to change as we move through the remaining weeks of winter. In other news, Aaron Thomas, the son of slain Applington Parkersburg High School football coach and Hall of Fame football coach Ed Thomas, will speak at 10 a.m. Friday, March 22nd in the Atlantic High School gym. The Ed Thomas Foundation, which was established by his wife and 2 sons, is based on his priorities of faith, family, character, and integrity.
Obviously, they're faith-based and forgave the young man, and just a powerful message that he'll be sending to our kids and then also to the public in regards to his story and what it's like to persevere and go through tragic events as they did.
Ed Thomas, you may recall, was shot and killed June 24th, 2009 by one of his former players. Superintendent Barber reminded the board also that the bond referendum special election early voting begins March 4th. The end of the third quarter is March 8th. A public hearing on the school calendar will take place during the board's regular meeting at 5:30 p.m. on March 13th. And parent-teacher conferences are March 13th and 14th. Also, there's no school March 14th, 15th, 18th, and 19th. In the funeral announcements, Francis Pauley, age 89, of Harlan, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Francis Pauley will be this morning at 10:30 at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Barbara Jo Schroyer, age 82, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Barbara Jo Schroyer will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Natalie Rucker, age 104, of Exira, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. A family visitation for Natalie Rucker will be today at 11 a.m. at Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Lawrence Iltz, age 94, of Cumberland, died February 21st. Funeral services for Lawrence Iltz will be today at 1:30 at Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Glenda Langer, age 86, of Hancock, died Saturday. Funeral services for Glenda Langer will be Friday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca, with Pauley Jones Funeral Home of Avoca in charge of arrangements. Lisa Sickles, age 78, of Fontenelle, died Saturday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Lisa Sickles will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Margaret Ann Shano Johnson, of age 85, of Oakland, died February 23rd in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Margaret Johnson will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Reconvieth Funeral Home in Oakland. John Jake Rote, age 71, of Stewart, died February 10th in Des Moines. A gathering of family and friends and memorial service for Jake Rote will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Wayne Fassel, age 79, of Earlham, died February 23rd in West Des Moines. Visitation for Wayne Fassel will be on Saturday from 10 until 11 a.m. at the Earlham Presbyterian Church, followed by a memorial service at the church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has the arrangements. Evelyn Karras, age 89, of Messina, died February 21st. Funeral services for Evelyn Karras will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Greenfield Gospel Chapel. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. George Marnon, age 78, who is formerly of Anita, died February 20th in Missouri. Memorial services for George Marnon will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. Ethel Armstrong, age 97, of Fontenelle, died Monday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Ethel Armstrong will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Sharon Blanchard, age 61, of Fontenelle, died Sunday. A celebration of life service for Sharon Blanchard will be next Monday at 11 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. And Clara Bledsoe, age 89, of Glenwood, died Tuesday at the Glen Haven Home. Celebration of life services for Clara Bledsoe will be May 3rd at 2 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.